Let's face it, 99% of life is mundane. It's the kind of routine, same thing after same thing after same thing that we do day after day after day. Whether you work or you stay at home or whatever your situation is, for 99% of us, 99% of life is the same. I've had people say to me, but Bernie, surely your life is different. You're on television, you're on the radio, writing books, speaking at events. Surely your life is exciting. Well, yeah, I do get a lot of satisfaction from what I do. But very early most mornings, I'm sitting at my desk, pecking away at my keyboard, preparing programs and messages. I walk into the same recording studio each week, the same television studio every other week. I see taxis, airports, hotels, conference centres, churches, wherever I go. That's my routine. That's my mundaneness. Satisfying, yes, but the same thing over and over again, just as I suspect as it is for you in your situation. So you wake up one day and you think to yourself, hang on a minute, is this it? Is this really all there is? It's sad, but the majority of people on planet Earth today struggle to find much of a sense of joy and purpose to life at all. Tragic when you think about it, because that joy, that sense of meaning that we're all looking for, is closer, much closer than we might think. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 26. For to the one who pleases him, God gives wisdom and knowledge and joy. But to the sinner, he gives the work of gathering and heaping only to give to one who pleases God. See, the moment you step into the God dimension, life is complete. The moment you invite Jesus into your life, the thing that was always missing is there. Meaning. Why? Because he has a purpose for your life. He does. And when you discover that purpose, all of a sudden, life has meaning. Right there in the middle of the mundane. It's right under your nose. For the one who pleases him, God gives wisdom and knowledge and joy. Me? I take God at his word. I believe that that verse is speaking to me. I expect wisdom and knowledge and joy in my life as I get out of bed each morning and do my best for Jesus. Some days, my best will be really good. Other days, not so much. But God gets that because he is a God of grace and mercy. So how about you? What are you going to believe? Do you believe in Jesus from a distance? Or do you believe in Jesus with your life? Do you believe in theory? Or do you believe in the promise? Wisdom, knowledge, and joy. That's God's word. Fresh for you today.